B-Pod Studios.
Wake up! Wake up!
So early shouting like that.
What's today?
What's today?
Thursday.
Thursday. Is this Thursday?
Thursday is...
Not quite.
Not quite.
Friday?
Friday.
Is it Friday already?
Not yet, but close.
So close I can taste it.
So close I can smell it.
Yeah, sorry. That was me.
Ew, gross.
The day is Thursday. The time is...
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show for Thursday morning. We're without LB up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got the creeping cruds.
Well, you know, it's funny. She came home from her trip to New York this past weekend and said, oh, boy, Dave got a stomach food poisoning.
Yeah, food poisoning. Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's too bad for Dave. Nope. Turns out it's the stomach bug, and it's too bad for LBF, too.
That's right, yeah.
Ooh, that's the worst.
Okay, so we got that going for us today.
Has she been in contact with any of the Celtics recently?
I don't know. They sure vomited all over the court.
Oh, man.
They did.
Seltzer done. But Red Sox won. We will.
And the Bruins are still playing.
Yes. The Bruins are playing.
Okay, so the Boston Slam is out now.
Yep.
But maybe we can get three quarters of a slam. And who are you hoping we're going to end up meeting?
I want the Bruins to play the San Jose Sharks in the Stanley Cup Championship because Joe Thornton, former Boston Bruin, came when he was like the number one pick overall. He's out in San Jose, so I'd like to see that matchup.
Wow, okay. you're looking right past this next series.
No, the Carolina's going to be very tough, but that's my ultimate. If you ask me, my ultimate.
Wow, I mean, that seems a little jinxy to see that.
Carolina's good, and they used to be the Hartford Whalers, who were the New England Whalers.
There you go. Okay, so Bob Ryan joins us 7:25 this morning. What's going to happen with the Celtics?
Where's Kyrie going?
Yeah, where is he going? Because I think everybody's kind of decided, well, he's out of here. So anyway,
very disappointing performance last night.
I think his biggest fan, however, may be Danny Ainge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Danny Ainge loves him.
If you had a choice to do anything else you could, other than what you do for a living now, what would your career choice be? We'll discuss this morning.
It was not only a career, but if you could quit your job and start your own business, what would that business be?
Okay, so think about that this morning.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it.
Seriously. What mom really wants, we found out some new information on that because Mother's Day is coming up. Let's see, today's Thursday, Friday, just 3 days away for Mother's Day here. And the royal baby name. We'll cover that in Dirty Laundry.
We have a lot of baby name stuff in Dirty Laundry because there's also an interesting thing that came up about Amy Schumer's baby name.
Is that the real name? Okay.
We'll find out.
That'll be 7:45 this morning.
That's weird.
Here, WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, everybody, Mother's Day is coming up on Monday. Sunday. Come on, yes, I know. Sunday. So we thought we'd help you out this morning. First of all, moms, what do moms really want? Well, first of all, we think we know. We're going to sing about it for you right now, right here at WROR. What do you think mom wants?
I went home just the other day. My mother says, what are we doing this Sunday? Oh, mother, since you're asking, I've got a hunch that, mom, you want to have brunch.
Okay, what do you say? Do moms want to have brunch?
My wife loves to go to brunch. That's what we're going to do this Sunday. We're going to be away, but we're going to brunch.
You and all the suckers.
Yep.
I mean, they must want to if there are brunches at every
million
place.
Brunches.
Yeah.
I know my wife does not want to go to brunch.
No?
So that's good. But I also... I'm going with, you know, I did the trifecta because I had my wife's birthday, then our anniversary, Mother's Day. And she said that I did so well on her birthday that I was I was in the clear for Mother's Day.
She lied to you.
I think I still. I think I should probably still get her a card.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that's that's interesting. You should mention that because that is one of the things they ask like 1,000 moms. What would you really really like?
Yeah.
And the card is that's right in the mix.
Yeah. For my mother, I don't need any more stuff. I just want a card.
So okay. I will see all you guys on Saturday at the card store. Okay.
And they do say they still love to get flowers. Flowers and a card. And a day alone is number 3 on the list. Leave me alone.
My wife likes to look outside and see me sweating because every year it's the same thing. She wants me to go out and clean out the flower beds, turn them over, and then plant new flowers and put new mulch. The only problem is those flowers will never be watered again. So it's
nice for the weekend.
It takes me 3 hours to do it. And then a couple of weeks later.
It's not about you. It's about
dead.
What she wants. If that's
right.
What she wants, that's what she gets.
That's what she gets.
Thank
absolutely.
God we're going to be away this weekend.
Okay, and then you can dig them up for Father's Day and throw them away.
Brilliant.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Buddy, here we go. This is a sports features special for you on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. Sports Extras with the Lauren and Wally Show. Now, of course, we're going to tell you all about the horrendous night the Celtics had last night. We'll do that momentarily. But
we'll
first,
try to make you feel better by having a horrible injury story, right?
Okay, the horrible injury story. This is the injury story of the week here. A sprinter from the University of Georgia was injured on Tuesday when he fell into a javelin during practice.
What?
Okay, so now that...
Was it flying through the air?
No.
Wow.
No, and I'm thinking... There they have the video. How could, what do they,
wow.
They store in their javelins in the upright position at an angle or
javelin.
Something? It's like track practice turns into Game of Thrones.
Wow. Oh my God, that's awful.
He punctured a lung.
Oh, God.
And he's going to be okay. So then the other sports extra I thought I would share with you this morning.
That is a Lauren Owens sports story special right there.
Another reason why not to join the track team.
Well, there you go. the XFL. Which is, a football league. They have announced that they will not be testing players for marijuana use. Now, this will be the first...
So Ricky Williams is going to play there, huh?
Right, yeah. This will be the first...
he's going to
come
back.
So this maybe means that in the XFL, the nickel defense might be completely different than in the NFL.
You know what would be great is if they made the announcers smoke weed before the game, too?
Yeah. But hey... Snoop Dogg would be great.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And he and Martha Stewart could go up, could join him in the booth. Okay, now.
He knows football.
Yeah, he does.
Now when we got that out of the way.
All right, let's get right to the ugliness.
Yeah, the ugly stuff.
Celtics went out big ugly.
Hang on, let me take a big hit of this.
Yep.
Okay, man.
You're going to need it.
Realize they got blown out in 4 games.
They hit smoked by the Bucks. 116-91. Don't forget, the Celtics took a 1-0 lead. And
I know.
Paul Pierce said, hey, this series is over. Well, he was right.
He was correct. Yes, he was.
Kyrie, 15 points, 6 of 21 shooting. Awful. Now the question is, will he be back? He's a free agent. Danny Ainge loves him. The players, according to reports around the NBA, his teammates aren't crazy about him either.
Okay.
We'll see. He's a
Bob
great
Ryan,
talent.
725. We'll see what Bob says.
What a win for the Red Sox. Andrew Benintendi's 12th inning home run lifted the Sox over the Orioles 2-1 in Baltimore. Mookie Betts homered. Chris Sale, 8 innings of 1-run ball, 14 strikeouts, and took a no-hitter into the 6th.
Oh, go to Jordan's, get some furniture.
Yep, now's the time. Red Sox pitchers struck out 22 batters last night. Play of the game, though. Play of the year. Jackie Bradley Jr. taking away what looked like a game-winning home run in the 11th inning off of Trey Mancini. Go to WROR.com to watch
amazing.
It. It's ridiculously good. By the way, Sox are celebrating their 2018 World Series championship with a visit to the White House. Well, most of the team, 20 of the players, 8 players, and manager Alex Cora will not attend. Mariners are in town tomorrow. And the Bruins, just 8 wins away from a Stanley Cup championship. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals at the Garden tonight against Carolina. Very fast team, strong forechecking team. Charlie McAvoy out, suspended for that game. Sports brought to you by Subway.
Okay, I knew you're a huge, huge Bruins fan. What do you think?
Bruins in 6. Carolina, very
really?
Fast.
Okay, Bruins in 6.
But very young. They don't have a goaltender as good as Tuca, but they have a great, great forecheck, and the Bruins have trouble getting the puck out of their own zone. So I'm a little nervous, but we'll win in 6.
Okay, got it. Thanks, Hank. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. Lord and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So this employment firm did a big study here, and I was stunned when I saw this. But if you look around yourself when you get to work today, if there are 10 people around you, at least four of those people really don't want to be there, and they dream of ultimately getting out of that job and starting their own business.
Well, my God, one of four isn't here today. LBF's off. I wonder what she's doing.
Today. Wow. So she's probably starting her own business right now. So let me see. We got that.
I know that if you could quit, Lauren, and start your own gig, what would you do?
Well, you know, that's kind of a weird thing, because my career trajectory was like really strange, because I went to school. When I went to school, I was studying to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
But I needed a job, and I got mixed up in radio along the way.
Right.
And I really fell in love with radio.
But let's just say you've had enough.
I've had enough of this. Okay.
And you say I quit.
I'd be a landscaper.
A landscaper?
Yeah.
Really? Well, you do have a really nice yard.
I like landscaping.
Yard. Yeah.
I do.
Green thumb.
I think it's because it's the, when you finish your job, you look out and you can actually see something. See the results.
You want to come over and do my yard?
Yeah. No, that's okay.
It's
I like
a mess
the
right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. You think, cool.
Yeah. I know, like, if I, you know, wanted to start my own business, I've always wanted to, and now that I'm gluten-free, it's changed a little bit, but still similar.
Oh.
I want to brew beer and like cider and make some gluten a good
make,
gluten-free
make
beer.
Make people happy. I would go into the sled and sleigh restoration business. I like old things from childhood.
Is there a big demand for this Santa?
Well, there was, then I could always go into rust removal.
There's definitely, you know. I think there's a hole in the market that you've really identified.
Okay. I've narrowed it down.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wait, hang on. Okay.
The sled and sleigh market.
Joanne, what would you do, Joanne?
I'm a retired nurse. So I would start a business that I could take your elderly parent to the doctor's office so you wouldn't have to take a day off. And I could take, you know, note like a nurse would and get all the information properly and pass it right back to you. So I think that would be a great business.
It'd be fantastic, because really you could communicate with people and because you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then, you know, not having to take days off of work or things like that, it just makes everything less stressful.
What if I could drop my parents off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Okay, bring it.
At your place.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. If I could quit my job, I would go work with Matt Damon and those guys at water.org and design and build and put out water filtration systems with renewable energy driven and solve a bunch of problems for a lot of people.
That's really good of you.
I'd like to give you a hug.
What do you do now?
I'm a microwave engineer.
Oh, I use my microwave all the time. My son loves the microwave breakfast sandwich.
Is it dangerous to stand too close to it for 60 seconds?
No. I work more around your cell phone than anything else.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. That kind of microwave.
I can heat my lunch up on my cell phone?
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know that. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Yes. Good morning. This is ROR.
Good morning. I'm calling about what I would like to do if I could quit my job.
Okay. First of all, what do you do now?
I work as an administrator in child care in Cambridge.
Okay. So what would you really like to do?
Well, I got to say, the more and more I'm around people, I want to be a dog walker.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
The more time I spend commuting an hour and a half every morning and having to be around people, I just want my dog.
Okay.
And there's probably less to deal with.
I'm willing to spend money on poop bags.
Okay. Sounds like you've had a rough day.
Shout out to Maureen King.
Okay. Hey, have a good day today, okay?
Thanks, Lauren. Have a great day.
Okay, Marianne, what would you want to do?
Well, if I had my choice, it's a no-brainer. I'd open up a marijuana dispensary and finally be able to retire in a year.
Whoa. Will you hire me?
Yeah, really. Okay.
That's a good idea, okay. Marianne.
Marianne, are you high right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
You want to be.
Why, you offering?
Yeah, I'll meet you later, Marianne.
80s and more. You sure
that wasn't Mary Jane?
7WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911.
go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Aoife and Effie are in bed together when Aoife's hand lightly and gently brushes back and forth across Effie's shoulder.
Oh, Aoife, that feels good.
Aoife's hand then moves down and lightly brushes over Effie's semi-ample breast.
Oh, Aoife, that feels so nice.
Then his hand ever so slowly slides down her leg.
Oh, Aoife, just don't stop.
But suddenly Aoife stops and we hear...
Aoife, for God's sakes, why'd you stop?
Well, I finally found the remote.
Oh, jeez.
And soon for another thrilling episode of the Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s.
And more.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself, Mr. Bob O'Ryan. So, Bob, first of all, I guess we should just start with mercifully possibly coming to the end of a rather disappointing Celtics season here. And were we that bad, or is Milwaukee even better than I thought they were?
It was an appropriate ending to a completely baffling, perplexing, frustrating, and annoying season. And it really left an awful, awful feeling. And it's just stunning to think that 1 year ago, May 9th, 2018, we had a major raging love affair going on between the greater Boston and the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And it totally deserved. And to think that we have this sour feeling now, it's astonishing. Part B, yeah, the Bucks are very good. They have the same all for one, one for all feeling that the Celtics had last year, yep, and they don't seem to have this year.
Yeah. And Giannis is so good, he doesn't even need to dribble.
And Giannis is an explosive nature. We have never seen a 7-foot player with that skill set, as they say. And he seems to be a good, willing kid, you know, a good teammate, willing to learn as well, and a hard worker. Everything that you would want. And so, you know, we salute him. He's a wonderful player.
And look who soured the relationship from a year ago, Kyrie Irving.
Well, I don't... we can certainly...
no editorializing there,
Hank. Pulls no punches on this thing.
The power's running, Bob.
Look, it's not just Kyrie. But yes, Kyrie did not... It did not materialize well. Nothing... Didn't go that way he should have. The idea that he would come back is ludicrous. He's not coming back. He's going to go, and if he goes to New York, great, let him go there. And if he goes there and Durant goes there, well, that's a whole. That's what people will be talking about all offseason.
No.
But anyway, Kyrie for us. Here's my theory on Kyrie. I think Kyrie will wind up playing for 3 or 4 or 5 teams, and when each tenure is over, the team will say, "We couldn't figure that guy out."
Yeah.
And he's searching for something, but I don't even know if he knows what it is.
Okay. Okay, so what did the Celtics going to do?
Well, Danny is not a stand-pat guy, as you well know.
Right, yeah.
And this will, there will be movement.
Do you think this team is going to look like next year?
Well, I mean, that thing is, remember 3 years ago we went from, 2 years ago. All right.
Just Marcus Smart.
Off, and then 8 of the 12 players were gone by the next year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying we're going to have a repeat of that, but we're going to have movement. There's no point not to. You have to. Yeah. There's going to be some. Dan's going to be wheeling and dealing. He's got draft picks to offer to people as well, and you know they're going to be. There's going to be some changes made. There have to be.
Okay.
This is extremely. I'm going to say it categorically. They are the single most disappointing team in the entire National Basketball League.
I would agree with that. Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on expectations.
Okay, now let's move on to the Bruins. This is
here's a feel good story.
Yeah.
They're the Celtics of 2019, perhaps, and it's all laid out there for them, as Christopher Gasper has put it in the Boston Globe this morning. No excuses. I mean, they got the home ice now for the rest of the playoffs. All the teams that were supposed to be the juggernaut teams are gone, and they are absolutely in the driver's seat to win a cup. I'm putting the pressure on him.
And you feel
I'm
good about it.
Get that duck boat oiled up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What do you think about it? Whoa. Is this the best you've ever seen Tuukka Rask perform in the playoffs?
Oh, I think so, yes. And that's what formula that everyone knows is the number one way to win a Stanley Cup, have your goalie become Zeus, you know, omnipotent. And that performance the other night, absolutely. He's had a couple of them now. Yes, he's at the peak of his game.
You know what's okay. cool about this series? Is that the Carolina Hurricanes used to be the Hartford Whalers, which were the New England Whalers, who one time shared the Boston Garden with the Bruins.
That's right. There's going to be a lot of those easy writing stories available, I'm going to tell you. And it is interesting that it's the Carolina Hurricane. So, yes, positively, they were born as the New England Whalers, no question. And it's going to be good. Now, you know, don't dismiss them. I'm not dismissing the opposition. I'm simply saying the Bruins have no excuse not to prevail.
Got it.
All right. Hey, Bob, Chris Sale was looking like Chris Sale last night.
24 swings and misses. Oh, yeah. How about that? Immaculate inning. And I don't know if you know about that.
Oh, forgot about that.
After we give up the run, he comes back in the eighth inning, and he has a nine pitches, nine strikes, three outs. They call that an immaculate inning. Oh, he was absolutely fantastic. He had one bad pitch, that changeup that resulted in the double that tied the game. Other than that, that's the Chris Sale. That's our boy. And they're not hitting at the moment, but they're finding ways to win. The thing is that the whole package is starting to materialize now. They're back to 500. They got there for just playing better baseball in every way. And so I'm feeling good about the Red Sox.
How about JBJ's catch, Bob?
Oh, really? You know, he is. And he hasn't had a great year defensively until this season. That was a great one. I mean, people, YouTube it, folks, if you didn't see it. Jackie
it was
Bradley Jr.
Amazing.
It's at WROR.com.
Yep, check it out. Okay, so, Bobby, you got any shameless plugs for us?
Well, we've got the Sports Reporters podcast up and running with Mitch Album and Mike Lupica, and there will be a Sports Reporters, Around the Horn appearance early next week, so stay tuned.
Okay, hey, have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
Great.
And hopefully
Bruins
will be moving well into the next round of the playoffs. Okay, in the meantime.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, we should apologize for the absence of LBF for the Dirty Laundry Report today, but, you know how her drinking is.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so she's a little under the weather.
She didn't get hurt running, did she?
No, LBF's out sick today.
That's okay. But, do you have news? Are you bearing news?
I've got some Dirty Laundry for you, brought to you by Subway.
Yep.
And we've got the baby name Bonanza,
yep.
Why Gronk Really Retired, and the continuing cup from Game of Thrones. The latest on the coffee cup, all right?
Very good. Okay.
Let's start with baby names. Okay. So we told you yesterday, not royal yet.
Not royal yet? Okay, no
Amy
royal
Schumer's
yet.
Baby. We told you the name yesterday. Yep. It's Jean Attell Fisher. Now, some people yesterday, after the big announcement of the name, if you say the name very quickly to yourself, don't say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud, no, but it's...
Say it very quickly to yourself.
Oh,
some
boy.
People think... It's that it's actually a dirty joke.
A sexual
that
reference.
Amy Schumer is yes. playing on all of us.
Yes.
There is no word from Amy Schumer yet.
Time will tell.
Okay. So again, it's okay. Jean Attell Fisher.
Okay.
No. Say that fast
really
in your
fast.
Mind.
Say it like three times really
see
fast.
See if you're as dirty no. as Amy
okay.
Schumer.
Okay, thinks. Now. Okay.
Not around the
all
kids.
Right, now the
now,
royal baby.
Now we are. Okay.
There's finally a royal baby name. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced it yesterday. And it is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Named him after a cartoon character.
That's right.
Archie.
Yeah, they must
Archie.
Really, yeah, they love Riverdale. So.
Well, you know, I think that it's only appropriate because his grandfather, Charles, looks a little like Jughead.
Yeah, well,
don't
there you
think?
Go.
I mean, really.
But especially once he has a crown thing on. He will not, little Archie, will not have a title. They do not have a title because, you know, like Prince George... You know, His Royal Highness Prince George of Cambridge and his siblings, Her Royal Highness Princess Charlotte of Cambridge and His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge. But Archie will not get a title.
He won't be prince?
No, he will not be prince until if Prince Charles becomes king.
Until 1999.
That's right.
Okay, no, because he's too far removed.
If Charles becomes king.
He's only seventh in line.
Oh. Right, so then he will be a prince.
That means he'd have to kill six other people before he got there.
And his father's title of Duke will eventually pass down to him as well.
Wow. So,
in case you were wondering how to make out the birthday card.
Yep.
Okay, why did Gronk really retire? Well, we find out because the Sports Illustrated swimsuit covers are out, and one of them is New England Patriots cheerleader and Gronk's main squeeze, Camille Kostick.
She is attractive.
An attractive lady. And also, there are two other covers. Alex Morgan, soccer star. She's great. And 23 years after her first SI cover, Tyra Banks is back on the cover of SI at 45, she looks great.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
She does look very good.
So... there you go. And
let's get Camille Kostick.
Camille.
She's like Adderall. She makes you pay attention.
She gets she gets her juice at the same place as LBF and Ken. Go figure.
The Adderall of swimsuit. Yeah. Models,
and then, right? Yeah, finally, okay. The Game of Thrones coffee cup. All right.
Okay. Now, this is a big deal.
We've talked about how everyone kind of assumed it was a Starbucks cup, and Starbucks kind of ran with it. They posted stuff on social media, and everyone was talking about, the coffee cup and Starbucks. They got all this free advertising. It's not a Starbucks cup. And the shop in Belfast, where the cup is actually from, the local coffee shop. It's a little coffee shop. There's two locations. One's in Belfast, one's in Glasgow, I believe. And it's called the Paper Cup Company. All right?
Yeah.
It's the Paper Cup Coffee Company. And they are upset because it's, you know... they didn't get credit for it, and they didn't get any of their promotion. Well, the guy who runs the place, the owner of the Paper Cup Coffee Company in Belfast, said, "I think it's disgusting." Well, he probably said, "I think it's disgusting. The promo, you know, takes away from the smaller businesses that need it." I think that's what he would sound like.
They should go online, set up on their website, and ship them.
Here's my issue with them, because Starbucks jumped right on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went and... the Paper Cup Coffee Company has an Instagram and a Facebook page,
and there is
zero mention of the Game of Thrones coffee cup on there at all. Guys, you should have gotten out ahead of this, tagged the picture, said, "Hey, that's our
marketing
cup."
Department.
You should really, if you don't have one, you should hire one, and if you do have one, you should fire them. So there you go. We'll tag them, so maybe you can get a T-shirt. They do sell a T-shirt from the Paper Cup Coffee Company in Belfast.
Thank you very much.
And more.
1057 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s
and more.
1057 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
This is the place where $1,000 from Century Bank is being offered right now. When a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. Okay, it's time to move into the stressful segment of the program. Cash is on the line. Bill Casale, who is a claims examiner from Uxbridge, Massachusetts, on the line. Hey, Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Lauren. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Bill, do you wear gloves when you do your exams?
I do not.
Oh. Well, that'd be kind of weird.
Just if you're checking the tailpipe.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Tell LBF's not here today.
Yeah, I've got way much too much time on our hands. Okay, so you're the guy who comes out, some creep, puts a big dent in the side of your car in an unknown parking lot someplace, like happened to me over the weekend, and doesn't leave a note, and you're the guy who comes out and says, "This is going to cost you $1,200 to fix," right?
I'm a property claims examiner, so I wouldn't know what to do.
Okay, you know what's going to happen. Ordinarily, LBF would be giving you 10 questions, but unfortunately, she had a drinking incident, and I couldn't be here today, but... Brian Bell has conjured up the questions this time, and he's pretty tough. Your job is to answer all of those correctly within 60 seconds. Now, you can pass at any time, but save enough time to come back and pick up anything you miss. You, on a regular basis, as a listener, as you play along, how well do you usually do?
Pretty well. I'd say about 7 or 8.
7 or 8, okay.
Okay. That's good.
Let's hope for 10 today. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, win a grand in 60 seconds.
Bill, what date do they celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
May 5th.
What color is the M in the McDonald's logo?
Red.
What is the square root of 144?
12.
Billy Joel just turned 70. He performs several concerts a year at this New York venue.
Madison Square Garden.
What disease is named after the town in Connecticut where it was discovered? What is the new royal baby's first name?
Archie.
What actress holds the record for most Academy Award nominations with 21?
Barbara Streisand.
What team did the Celtics just lose to in the second round of the NBA playoffs?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
What state slogan is Make It Yours?
Pass.
The Volleyball Hall of Fame is in what Massachusetts city?
Time has expired. Okay, here's the deal. I got you down for...
One, two, three, four, five.
Five correct. Okay, you missed two that we're aware of, and you passed on a couple here. So let's go ahead and
The McDonald's logo is yellow.
The
big M is yellow.
The big M is
The disease named after the town in Connecticut where it was discovered, Lyme disease. Lyme, Connecticut. The actress who holds the record for most Academy Award nominations, 21, is Meryl Streep. The state slogan that is Make It Yours, Massachusetts.
Now, did anybody in this room know that the state slogan for Massachusetts was Make It Yours?
No, but I know New York State is Up Yours.
That's true. Okay. And we just get the Volleyball Hall of Fame is in Holyoke.
Make It Yours. Okay, that really sucks. Whoever made up the slogan for the state of Massachusetts needs to go back to the drawing.
Sure, it was a committee that we paid for.
I'm sure it was. Okay. But, Bill, we do have a fine consolation prize for you. We have a pair of tickets for you to see ZZ Top with Cheap Trick. A great concert there. Coming up in September, Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. And you have your tickets. You're set to go. Okay?
That sounds great.
Hey, thanks a million for playing the game. And especially thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day. Anybody else you want to play this game? Log on to WRR.com. You could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay, everybody. There's the Mother's Day warning. This Sunday is Mother's Day. You got 3 days left to get things taken care of. Now, what we have discovered is there are deals out there to be had for happy moms. Okay?
Yeah, because, you know, I know my mother, she loves getting stuff for free.
Yeah.
My wife, she wants me to buy stuff.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna go out and get her a card. But yeah, where are some places I could take mom, you know, for
Example, Baskin Robbins. They got Mother's Day deals all day at Baskin Robbins.
Really?
Check that out.
Okay.
Boston Market, if you want to have like a in-home meal, you can go to Boston Market and they have a big discount coupon for moms for Mother's
Day.
That's
good. Okay. All right.
Food in. Okay. California Pizza Kitchens.
Oh, CPK.
Yes, special deals on pizzas coming up on Mother's Day.
What about on the Denny's Grand Slam? Anything in there?
I haven't seen anything on the Denny's Grand Slam, but the Cheesecake Factory. You get deals in the Cheesecake Factory. And then I saved this one for last because nothing says Mother's Day like Hooters.
Oh, my God.
So this Sunday.
Oh, no. Maybe mom's working.
That's right. Yeah.
At Hooters.
If mom's got the day off at Hooters, you can take her back to where she works because this Sunday, moms can get a complimentary entree with the purchase of a drink, of course, at participating Hooters.
Buy her a rack of ribs.
Yeah. And you know, just make an effort for mom. I think that's really all mom needs. Make sure you make an effort, you know?
And they did say when they interviewed all these moms, they said, do you really want flowers? And moms did say, yes, we would like flowers. And they all said they would like to have a card.
And a card. Okay. Very nice. But they also really love brunch.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they do love those brunches, don't they? As a matter of fact, sometimes they even sing about them. Oh, yeah. Well, today is a really big day, and the entire weekend is big. One, Hank Morse. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
College graduation, my baby.
Wow.
Graduating from college this Saturday. I just finished crying that she left home and moved on to Washington, D.C. That was true. I cried for 3 weeks.
Wow.
I just finished up, and all of a sudden, she's graduating.
But
you're just crying over the tuition payments, right?
Well, I'm going to give myself a nice raise next year. I can tell you that.
It's like getting a huge raise.
Right, I can start paying my mortgage again.
Well, that's great, because you're not going to get one here.
No.
Nope. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Do you think it's bad luck, though, that I'm sitting in the 13th row on my flight today?
No, that's good luck. That's lucky 13.
Okay. Whatever happened to, like, go from the 12th to the 14th?
Oh, that's only in buildings.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going to... That's why you should never jump from the 13th floor of a building. Okay, now look.
Wow.
I don't think you should really jump from any floor, Lauren.
Maybe you're right. Okay, so you're leaving right after the show.
Yeah,
today,
we go down today. Whole family's going down. We're going to get down there, have a little bite to eat. Tomorrow's kind of like a vacation day because we don't have anything tomorrow, which is awesome.
That's great.
So we'll go and we'll do the same exact things we do every single visit. You know, we'll go to the Smithsonian, we'll go get something to eat, but we love it. It's fun. It's in the nation capital. There are certain places we won't go and visit.
Yeah, I understand.
And then
that.
Saturday, see, my daughter Charlotte, we don't have any organizational skills in my family at all.
Really?
My daughter Charlotte is, I don't know if I'm really her father.
Because she's organized.
No, I am.
She got her act together.
So we get up, like we go to breakfast Saturday morning, and we have a family lunch, and then she has to leave at about 4. We leave at 5. She got us a parking pass. We have specific seating. And we thought, we're like, oh, where are we going to go to dinner? She goes, nope, all the roommates, we're having all the families. There are three roommates and my daughter. So all the families, about 30 people going back to their apartment.
Wow.
They've already planned it out. They've already ordered the food.
Wow.
She's growing up.
That's amazing.
She really got her act together.
God, I hope she moves home. We need the organization.
That's great. Hey, listen, have a great time. And
thank you.
Couldn't be happier for you.
I'm very excited.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
I'm still worried about the 13th row of that plane.
Nah, don't worry about that.
That'll be fine.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Hey, for those of you who are calling and you're interested in what are the Queen Song of the Day today, is the Queen Song of the Day is We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. That's what you listen for to your cue to call in and win your tickets to see Adam Lambert.
Oh, nice. When should people listen?
Yeah. They should listen around after 11 o'clock.
Ooh, ooh, nice. All right.
Okay, just be aware. Just trying to help you out a little bit. By the way, speaking of Queen, you know what the original title of Bohemian Rhapsody was? Not Bohemian Rhapsody. The original title was The Cowboy Song.
I have no idea why,
but the movie would have probably been really different if it had been The Cowboy Song.
Cowboys are kind of bohemian, you know, always on the move.
Well, maybe you're right about that,
Interesting.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you saw this story, you know, the spy whale.
Spy whale,
right?
Yeah.
You know, the Russian spy whale.
It had the harness for the GoPro on it.
This beluga whale in Norway that, they found it with a harness. Well, the other day, a woman went on a little whale watching tour because the whale has been hanging out in the area in Norway. So she wanted to go see the famous spy whale. They've cut the harness off it now, but it's still hanging out in the waters out in this area in Norway. So they went out on a whale watching boat, and the woman was watching the whale. There's the beluga whale. It came right up, and she leaned over to get a picture of it and dropped her phone over the rail and into the water.
Oh, see ya.
Well, what happened then?
The Russian spy whale dove down and retrieved her phone.
What?
Someone else on the boat got video of the beluga whale coming right up next to the boat with the phone in its mouth and gave it back to the woman.
I thought you were saying they ate the phone.
And ate it right in front of her.
Wow. No, they gave it back to her, huh?
Yeah.
God.
Is that incredible?
That's my new favorite whale. My old favorite whale used to be Fudgy the whale at Carvel.
That's true.
I'm going to have to do a deep dive beluga.
Well, so did the beluga. Did a deep dive, brought the phone back up, and then this thing must have so much training.
It must have. It's
from being a Russian spy whale.
Very comfortable around humans.
Yeah, and I'll post the video at WROR. It's amazing. Like, all of a sudden, here comes the whale, the phone in the mouth. Unfortunately, because the phone did go down into the ocean, it did not work.
In such good shape.
But, she did get it back.
Wow. I wonder if the sharks off the coast of Cape Cod.
I'm sure they would,
You think those are Russian spy sharks? Because there are a lot of them.
After they bite your leg off, they'll bring it back to you,
And then they have the phone. They can call 911.
Well, there you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.